car. So there's a principle in the Torah of Acharei Rabim Lahatos, a pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, I believe, that we follow the majority. It's talking about Dayanim. If you have three Dayanim and two out of three Paskin, then we go with the majority. We'll come back to Dayanim. We'll save the Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim has a famous kasha. I'll throw out the question now, then we'll try to answer it. He says, "But how could it be? Let's say it's Dini Mamanos. Let's say you go to court, you claim, Reuven claims Shimon owes him $1,000, whatever the amount is. Okay, so the three judges, two out of three say he's chayav, one says not. Okay, so we go Basar Rov. So the problem is, we have a Gemara, many Gemaras say, by Dini Mamanos, Ein Hochen Achar HaRov. When it comes to Dini Mamanos, we don't follow Rov, because we have a principle, Hamotzi Mechavero, Alav Haraya, that the bird, like you need Edim, you need a Shtar, you need more than just a Rov, in order to be Motzi Mamon. Because the burden of proof is, the one who's holding the money is the Muksak. If you want to take the money away from me, the burden of proof is on you. So he says, how do we reconcile the two principles? On one hand, he agrees, that's the halacha. If you have two judges saying that you're chay of the money, you have to pay, and it's only two out of three. It seems to be working with Rov. On the other hand, we know we don't follow Rov. So we'll try to answer up to Rav Chaim. First, we'll move to the realm of kashrus for a minute and give a more practical. I don't know how many people you will be sitting on the court, so let's talk about kashrus. What's a good kosher hamburger? Was it Mocha Burger or Amsterdam? What's your favorite kosher burger? No, you don't have any?
I like Amsterdam. Is Amsterdam still around?
Or I don't know, but around? Either. I said, you have an Amsterdam. So let's say the
Challenge.
Oh, yeah, from Chicago. Yeah. And what's a good non-kosher burger? Not that anyone would know, but hyper.
Let's talk then.
Yeah.
Somebody once told me that Harvey's makes the best
burger. They do? Okay, so we'll go.
I don't know, but I.
Okay, so we'll go with Amsterdam. So let's say a person got two burgers from Amsterdam burger, that is, and they got one, and someone got a burger from Harvey's. Let's say they had two friends, one. Let's assume one wasn't Jewish as opposed to being non-observant. And let's assume they all looked alike and they got mixed together. So you have three burgers here and they all look the same. Let's assume they taste different, and then after the first bite you'll know. But let's assume they taste the same, they look the same, and there's no recognizable way to know the difference. And have the three burgers sitting here. So what is the luck? Is one permitted to eat the burgers?
All three of them.
You could eat all three. You could eat all three. Bevas achas, zeh
zeh. Not bevas achas.
You can, okay. So let's go see. So that's the shiloh. You have three burgers in front of you, two kosher, one treif, and there's no recognizable difference. So comes along the rush. The rush says, what's the problem? We have a principle, Acharei Rabim Lahatos, we go Basar Rov. He said you could some people like taking out the hamburger. You take all three burgers, you put them together, you take out a pretzel bun, and you have all three together, Bavas Achas. What's the problem? We paskin the mutter, end of discussion. Comes along the Rashba and says, not so quick. I agree that you can eat all three burgers, even the same person, but not together. You have to be able to be told on someone. So at least when I'm eating this burger, I can say the other burgers, even though if you're eating all three, ultimately you're eating all of them. But he doesn't go as far as the rush. He agrees you can eat all three, but he says you can't eat them together. Maybe you can have two together and then one separate. So okay, I already ate tray. It's no impact on the burger in front of me now. Whatever you're going to be told it on, but the Rashba says you could have the same individual. Now I'm not even talking about one person eating. The Rush says all together, not a problem. Make a nice big burger, a triple burger. And the Rush says, Rashba says, Zach, I said, yeah, what, you have a question?
No, just because of the fact that if you have, there's in the last case, so in the first two cases, you have a suffix. But in the last case where there's a, it's vada, it's is there not a vada?
No, it's the same. Maybe you already ate the treif.
Same.
Yeah, so what? But let's say I ate the treif, why should that impact my next burger? I'm saying is from a pure halakha, if it's done, it's done. But why should if? But
the Rashba's position.
Yeah, the Rashba's position is it's two blades. He said at least whether he says in midrabanim in Torah, at least you have to be told it. Say this guy's eating it. That's why the Rashba won't go that at that moment. I can't eat all three together, but I could eat that. And the Rashba says no. What's the problem?
But with the Rashba, it's the particular timing. It's not the individual. The individual could eat that same third burger later.
Exactly. And then moving on to then Tosis seems to say in
to be sort of like cart before the horse, because if you can eat it later,
because the difference is you could be told it on something else. In other words, each time I'm eating the burger, I could say the other one's not kosher.
Oh.
That's the Rashba.
Why doesn't he have to bring a chatas? Because he knows he ate a kazayas of treif.
We'll get to.
It's no longer treif now.
We'll see.
No, he bought my eating. He already ate all three. Get the chatas.
So then we're not finished with the shitas yet. Then there's Tosfos. Tosfos, it seems to say, chab betray, you can't eat. One person cannot eat all three. Someone who learned Tosis is saying midrabanan, you can't. Even though Minat Torah maybe you can, Tosis already is the first one to say the one person cannot eat all three. And there's a Tosis I read that seems to say it's an Issa Daraisa for a person to eat all three. So we have four shitas here. We have the Rush, make that triple burger. You have Rashba, you can eat all three, but Zeh Chazeh. You have Tosis that seems at least midrabanan, you can't eat them together. And you have those who read it, it seems to say it's Minat Torah. So what's in the Kudas HaMachokas here? What's the issue? Aren't you Vada eating treif? So it gets down to a fundamental issue. How do you view Acharei Rabba Mahatos? When we say Ruva Kakugo, how does that work? So therefore, clearly, according to the Rush and the Rashba, and probably Minat Torah according to Tosfos, what they're saying is, once we paskin acharei rabim lahatos, we go by ruva kakuo, it's ke'ilo, the miyat doesn't exist anymore. In other words, what's taruvis? So generally a mixture is, the case of a hamburger isn't real taruvis. Real taruvis is you have a chicken soup and some milk falls in, and you know, it's lak palak, that's a real taruvis. There's nothing to do about it. So even though these three are separate, it's not a, considering it a taruv is in the way it really is. It's not. When you have rov heter, miyat iser, and it's eino nicker, that's the case of taruvis. Eino nicker. When you have rov iser, and miyat iser, and it's eino, nothing's nicker.
Recognized.
Right.
Okay.
If I knew which is the Harvey's burger, then I have to take. Everyone agrees if I know which one, then it's not a doubt anymore. If I know which is the non-kosher burger, I can't eat. Exactly.
Like,
yeah. Maybe someone switched the wrappers and they're playing Russian roulette with you.
You go with the Rashba. Do you make a bracha?
Oh yeah, he's saying it's 100. The Rashba is saying it's 100% mutter. Like when he wouldn't tell you to do it if he thought it was.
Okay.
He's saying it's not. So what's the pshat in the? So the Rashba. So that's the Yisod of Rav Chaim, which I started off with. But the question is, when it came to Dini Maminos, when it says, you know, let's say you go to a Beis Din, three judges, Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, so the halacha is, let's say, the paskin, so he has to pay. We have a many Gemaras that say, B'mamon ain hochin acha harov, we don't follow rov, so how could two out of three So that's Rav Chaim's Yisod. It starts off Acharei Rabba Mahatos, and then we apply the principle Ruba Kukulo, and the effort's like the Miyat doesn't. It's the Beis Din, it's not Paskin Al Zoro. What do we see from here? Rav Chaim says, it's true, it might start off as a Rov. Two out of three is Acharei Rabba Mahatos, but then we kick in the principle Ruba Kukulo, and the effort's it's the whole Beis Din Paskining, you owe $1,000. So it's not a din of any more of Rovs. The same thing here. When it comes to bittul, it's not that it exists anymore. The miyat disappears. Once I say ruva, like with the chicken soup in the milk in the chicken soup, it's not like I'm eating a little chicken soup. The chicken soup's no longer there. That's how we view it halakha. Clearly, that's where the Rashba's. The Rashba is taking that purely. He's saying, he's the, like in terms of Svara, he makes there's no reason not to eat all three now. It could have been, it started off, it was Usher. And you know, the Rashba agrees in principle, but he doesn't want to, he has, you know, he doesn't, he wants to have Midraban at least to be told that each time I eat the burger, I only can eat two and then one because I have to make, I have to at least in my mind say, well, maybe the other one is it, but that's a din midrabanan.
That's and, halfsies.
What? No, halfsies. But he's, in other words, he's fundamentally holding like the rush, except he's just saying midrabanan, it doesn't look right, whatever his reason he wants to give.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but Minatori, the fact you eat all three, he's agreeing with the rush. He's just saying, I don't want to be that brazen that they'll go ahead and, you know, maybe people will get the, you know, whatever his, but I'm saying, Alpi Svara, they clearly hold that it's mutter, the me, it doesn't exist. And probably also, Tosis Harid clearly can't hold that way, because he holds it's an Issa Daraisa. So therefore, he must hold that the din of Truya works, that even in the din of Rabim, it only works, so he holds that one person, he holds one person can't eat all three. What about, does anyone say that some, so according to the Tosis Harid, he says one person can't eat all three. But what about, if each one of us ate one, what would he say? So
one
even what?
Eating. One of us is about eating.
No, yeah. So
the first guy.
The Tosis Harid, yeah, but the Tosis Harid would say if each of us ate one, it would be okay. Even the Tosis Harid would agree to that. So again, so he's also so on one hand he's saying it's a deraisa for one person to eat because it's true. You have nothing to be. He seems to hold that could be a din. You have to be able to tell, if I'm doing something, they have to be able to tell it that I'm not the one eating the treif.
So,
yeah, but Tosher, I'm saying that's a sheet. He says even though one person, I was talking about one person, but even Tosher Zarid, who's the most machmir, would say that each of us could, because I could say, well, you're eating the treif burger, you are. It's nothing to do with me. Is there any sheet that would say?
Yeah, but I thought it's okay for me to eat the kosher one, but you.
Because every person could say the same thing. He'll say the same thing and we could all eat it.
Because everyone has the same suffix.
Yeah, because we go by rove. I'm just saying is, but that's why, what's the klal? Chayecha Kodman? But even though it's talking about saving your life, not eating a burger. But is there any shita that would say that you have to throw it out? By you give it to the kelev tashlichin or so, or you give it to a Gentile? Would anyone say? So none of the shitas I quoted, I said, The Tosis is a Ritter was the most macho would agree three different people could eat them, or even two different people. There's a Rashi Shita in Avodah Zarah, I think it is, that says you can't eat the third one. Maybe he says a Midrabanan or not, but because what is he, where is he discussing? Because they talk about Bittul, so the Rashi writes that in other words, let me go back, where does everyone agree that we do say you have to, like, one person can't eat it. When it comes to the rush, right, when it comes to Yisur, and we just say Ruva Kakua, that's it. However, there's halacha by Truma. By Truma, let's, I think it's Bato, Echa, Mimea, whatever the amount is. So therefore, let's assume it's Bato. Let's assume you have enough. So the halacha is that you have to take one out. In other words, you can't eat all. Why? So, because Rashi writes, because that's a different, it's Gezo Lashevet. You're stealing from the Kohanim. It's outstini issue of a heter, it's bato. But there's a separate issue. It belongs to the Kohen. So I know if I'm eating, even though it might be bato, but I know the Kohen, I'm taking from the Kohen, to whether it says a midrabanan or not, but that's the halacha that you, by truma, so by truma, everyone agrees that's the halacha. So Rashi extends the halacha by truma to our case. That even though it's not Gezo Lashevet over here, but I'm saying, but that's where it comes up. That's why it comes to Dini Mamanos. That's what I was saying. So when it comes to Dini Mamanos, so that's what I was saying.
As
I was telling Jason yesterday, because one of my Rabbi Simon was speaking to Rabbi Schechter about the OU's Hashkacha and different, you know, and he asked him. So Rabbi Schechter was telling him, they don't, OU doesn't generally rely on Bito, meaning that there's a whole, if you have non, well, I think they do on some, but either way, but a non-kosher, if it's a non-kosher ingredient, even though it might be Bito, they won't give up. Again, there's two different issues. There's policy and there's, they're not saying it's not kosher, but OU policy, but what's Rabbi Schechter's, because he says, Because when OU gets hashgacha on something, the assumption is all the ingredients are kosher. I say people don't care what's in the ingredients. They just will tell me if I can eat it, I can eat it. But he's saying that. So out's policy. So I'm just saying. So I guess it was shave it. Like I'm saying is, but he's saying you're fooling the people if you put an OU on something which has a non, even though it's butto. Other agencies just, you know, go by pure halacha and not policy. But either way, but by truma, it's gezel l'sheva. So even, so Rashi's chumra is from truma. He says, you have to take one, what?
How can he learn? It's apples and oranges. He's extrapolating something with dinei mamonos onto something that's an entirely different section.
That's the Rashi's kasha on him. So I'm saying Rashi clearly must tell it's a chumra d'rabanan, he's saying, because everyone agrees to the din of truma, but therefore Rashi extends it in our case. That's what the Rashi says. What do you mean? That's only a din of gezel l'sheva.
Rashi must have known that, though. Does he have a particular difference?
Yeah, I know. Because the same reason you thought you couldn't eat them all together. I mean, it doesn't look right. People are going to get... Whatever his reason was, you know, it's some chumra that he doesn't want people maybe... Oh, look, you could eat Harvey's hamburger now. Whatever his cheshbon, but he's only saying midrabanan.
Does he play by the same ratio? What? Does he play by 1/99th, or does he play by 103?
No, whatever the ratio by truma is. So therefore...
Do you play the ratio of truma here in this scenario? He puts the 1/99th from truma.
Oh no, whatever the ratio. But here it's no burgers. It's roll. But whatever the ratio is, it's the same yisod. So therefore, so Rashi's would say no one could eat the third burger. No Jew could eat the third burger. You have to throw it to the dogs or give it to a guy. So who do we paskin like? Door number 1, 2, 3, or 4?
5.
So we paskin like number 2, the Rashba. We can eat them zeh. We don't go. You know, that you can eat each burger, but one after another. You don't get to eat them together.
So what about tilos and chowan pot? If you have the same mindset.
If what's in the chowan pot?